flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
He's got his own walk-on music. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, first day of February. And listen, the news, we started the show talking about it. In fact, we got a little feature out of it, which Jason might enjoy. We should ask him that question first as we talk about Atlanta United and Miggy coming back. And
yeah.
Sam, we were out there earlier. Jason, I don't know if you're listening. How many athletes can you think of that played sports in once, well, here in Atlanta? That played here, left, and then came back.
Yeah, but we kicked this around a little bit yesterday, Jason. Mm-hmm. I don't know if any more had come to mind for you.
Oh, okay. You can tell me that.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
No, like, that's the thing. This is such a unique situation across sports, and this is what I love about Atlanta. This is what I love about where soccer is in Atlanta. You have this conversation across the board. Like in other cities, even cities that have nice soccer scenes, it's almost in its own world. And there's not this kind of interaction. We're sitting here talking, and Sam and I were having this conversation yesterday. You know, like Tom Glavin played and then went away and then came back, but he was at the very end of his career. You know, there's been a couple of other guys that have done something like that.
You mentioned with Phil Negro. But one that came back
Phil
to play
Negro,
with Kevin Willis, did that with the Hawks.
Good shout. Yeah, Kevin Willis was one that we didn't think of yesterday, that yeah. He came back and had a little bit more to give than like Negro and Glavin did. But what Miggy's done is it's so interesting because, you know, he's on the other side of 30, but not by much. He's, you know, maybe on the downside of his prime. You know, it's always hard to tell and put that number on it in the middle of it. Maybe after his career's done, we'll find that point. But he's got a lot to give. He's got a lot of time that he can give to this club and be a superstar again in this city.
So,
and I think you saw what he means to the city with the reception at the airport. He talked about it a lot yesterday.
Wow.
You know, it was huge. We don't see that when somebody signs for the Falcons or the Braves or the Hawks. You don't see that kind of reaction. And I think it says how special he is to the city.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com with Jason Longshore. So my question is this, for those who maybe just got here, they weren't around for the championship year, and what does this mean? I guess we can look at this like a major acquisition by the team. What does his presence mean moving forward with as far as how this team is going to play heading into next season, if differently than last year?
Absolutely. It's absolutely a major acquisition. And, you know, when you talk about Miguel Almirón and what he gives this team, he's one of the more unique players that I've seen in my time following the sport, because, you know, he's not a wildly vocal player. You're not going to hear a ton from him, although he has been working on his English, and I think his understanding of English is pretty good. His confidence to speak it is slowly getting there. And that's maybe what struck me yesterday more than anything in the press conference, is just how much more confident he was in his own skin than when he was last time, when he was here last time. You know, he's played in the biggest league in the world. He's got a ton of experience. He's older. He's, you know, got a child now. I ask him about that and how that's kind of helped give him a different perspective. He is such a unique player in the sense that his explosiveness is off the charts. The only player I can think of that I remember seeing have the extra gear. You know, you see guys get to top speed and they're flying past people. There's only a handful that when they're at top speed, somehow it seems like they find another level. Michael Vick had that. You know, Michael Vick, you'd think you had him, and then he'd find another gear and step between you, and defenders are running into each other looking like fools. Almirón's done that too. He's got that. He's just electric. And for somebody who's not wildly vocal and talking all the time, he has such a magnetic personality as well because of how hard he works for the team. You know, he won Newcastle fans over very, very quickly with just how hard he worked for the group. Everybody in the locker room loves him. Coaches love him because they know they're constantly going to get that full 100% effort out of him.
My thing is that going to be utilized in a way by this manager versus the other one?
100%. I mean, you're talking about, I think he might utilize him a little differently in terms of positioning. You know, Tata Martino played him centrally, typically underneath the striker. I think in this situation, you've got a lot of fluidity with Saba, who can play on either side, with Alexi Maranchuk, who can play centrally or wide, and now Almirón, who can play centrally or on either side. So that front three underneath the striker, it can be somewhat interchangeable, which is fascinating for Ronnie Dyla as to, you know, does he use that? Does he say, you know, hey, I've got, for example, I'm playing a team with a slow central midfielder. I want my fastest guy there to run that, put Almirón central this time and play Maranchuk wide. You know, do you want to picket players? Like if there's a slow fullback, do you want to put Almirón on that side and have him run at him? You could see things like that. But the way that Dyla seemed to play, he wants them to get into the attacking half quickly. He wants them to get vertical at times. Almirón can flip the field so quickly with that pace. And with guys like Saba and Maranchuk around, everybody gets better with Miguel Almirón's addition to this team.
Spending time on the wait line. Always great to catch up with this guy, Jason Longshore. And he is social. You can all find him at Longshore. I'm going to ask you this. You know, people are getting excited. We're hearing a lot of things that we like. Is it too early to start printing home field postseason tickets? Because you know what we have to finish at the end of the season in order to get home field matches.
And it's a long season, too. You know, we've been here before where everything looked great on paper and then injuries happen or just whatever other chaos could possibly happen. It's just the nature of it. The expectation, though, yeah, absolutely. You got to get the number 9 position nailed down. And it's not yet, and it's complicated, and it's probably going to stay complicated for the next maybe week, hopefully not quite that long. Emmanuel is only the target for the number nine position, but it hasn't gotten done yet. And there's conflicting reports depending on if you're in Italy, where his agent is based, if you're in England, where his current club Middlesbrough is based, the U.S. with reporters trying to decipher everything. It's I don't know where it stands exactly. I know they want to get it done. They want to get it done quickly, but it's not done yet. When that's done, I think we can really have more of the conversation about the true expectations for this group. But if you get a starting level number nine, this team should be expected to contend for trophies in 2025, no question.
Tell you what, later today, they're going to action down the road at Birmingham Legion. Thoughts about what we may see this week compared to what happened last week in the first preseason friendly?
Yeah, they'll be fitter. They'll be sharper. I think they'll be a little more locked into what Ronnie Diallo wants to see from them. You know, if I look at what I've seen in training over the past couple weeks versus how the game in Chattanooga played out, I didn't see as much of the intense pressure defensively to win the ball back, especially higher up the field, and probably due to fitness. You know, you were just a week and a half or so into training. Fitness takes time to build up. You know, if you're not quite there, it's a little bit harder to press intensely for 45 minutes like it was last time. I'll be curious to see how long players play. Is it 45 again? Is it a little bit more than that for some guys? I just want to see a little more sharpness, a little more decisiveness, quicker decisions being made, and more intensity to win the ball back. I think that's one of the key elements for Ronnie Diallo and what he wants his team to look like. They've got to quickly win the ball back and then get forward again. And if you're not doing that, it's a little bit harder for all the other pieces to click.
Jason, I had a friend ask me to ask you the next time we talk to you about your thoughts on what's going on with the goal and how we feeling about that goal position on this team moving forward.
Oh, goalkeeper?
Yes.
You know, look, Brad Kazan had an amazing end of the season last year. I think you could put the whole season for him up as potentially his best one here in Atlanta. So I know the age is going to get a lot of people worked up and say, oh, you got to go ahead and replace him now. I don't think you do. And I think, as we talked about a lot last year, his leadership is so vital for this group.
Right.
You know, you need, especially when your captain's a goalkeeper, you do need other voices on the field. You need other leaders. I think you have that with Matej Klik joining the group, Bartosz Szlich becoming more comfortable to be that guy. I think you have that. But in the locker room, in representing what this club is, representing the club in the community, all the different elements of being a captain, Brad Kazan is essential. And when I look at Brad versus the other goalkeepers on the roster right now, and Josh Cohen and Jaden Hibbert, I think the communication level is dramatically different. And watching them in training, seeing them in games over these past couple of seasons, Brad Kazan makes the defenders around him better because he's constantly talking and telling them, hey, check your shoulder. Hey, guy running behind you. Hey, drop. All the things that a goalkeeper's got to do. And he does that at a world-class level in keeping his group organized. And that makes it a little bit easier at times. You don't give up as many, you know, big chances. You don't have to make as many big saves if you keep the group in front of you organized and they defend really well. And I think he's so important at that.
Fantastic, fantastic. Jason, we appreciate, as always, you spending some time with us, because it is, you know, game day coming up later on today. We're in Birmingham. And, gosh, you know, seems like the season's going to be it, because after this, then we go to IMG Academy, right?
Yeah, they go to IMG Academy for three games down there and then back for one more behind closed doors the week before the season opener. That's on the 15th. That game will be on 92.9 The Game. The ones that in Bradenton, the one today, won't be. Today you can watch on atlutd.com/live. Mike and I will have the call. And then fingers crossed for streams from the games down in Bradenton. Just stay tuned. Make sure you're following me at Longshoe on social, and I'll keep you posted.
Look at this.
There we go. There we go.
Yeah, buddy.
He's got it all. Man.
So we may not talk to him next week. So while we got him here, before we let him go, who's your pick for the game next week?
It's really hard to pick against the Chiefs, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny how they have become like a team that everybody wants to hate now because they've just been so good. And we're coming up with all these different storylines about why we don't like them now. And, you know, they're the best team that we've seen in a long time. I mean, maybe Sam, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Like, maybe the best team. Maybe the best quarterback.
Well, we can't have them give you those thoughts because we're up.
You're just dismissing it completely.
No. I'm saying dismiss it because we're up against it. Because he'll do a deep dive into it. And we got, you know, it's 15:34:55 around here, so we got to get on out. We just wanted to know what you thought because listen, I could also get into this whole comparison that's been going on because people got to fill time with Patrick Mahomes' career versus Jordan's career, which I think is incredibly unfair. Not because he's just not there yet. Jordan had 7 years before he started winning. And Patrick came out he came out of the egg winning. So I think it's a different comparison.
Yeah, different.
It's him. If you're going to compare him to somebody, which I still think he loses, is Magic Johnson. That's the dude who did 4 years in a row.
That's a good comparison.
Yeah, 4 years in a row, nobody's topped what Magic Johnson has done. High school, college, and a pro championship.
Yeah.
In 4 years span.
We could write a narrative on that one and come up with a screenplay for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, Jason, as always, man, we appreciate it. What you do for the show and your calls on the games and just, you know, and your education of me.
Safe travels on I-20.
Will do. Appreciate it.
All right, there you go. Jason Longshore.